I'm Tom Fisher here of bourbonblog.com. I have on the line with me here the attorney for Chris Pickett, Doug Hubbard. He's calling me from Kentucky here. Are you in Bardstown, or whereabouts are you right now, Doug?
Yes, sir. I'm in Bardstown.
And you just had a meeting with the sheriffs. And Chris, can you tell us what unfolded in the meeting with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office?
We met with the people and answered all of the questions that they had, expressed the desire that all of the stuff be finished up as soon as it could be, and appreciate the fact that we're sure it's an ongoing investigation and may well last a while.
You feel like you cleared some things up?
I don't know that we cleared anything up. They had reason, apparently, to talk to Chris. They put on there it was a person of interest, and because of that, we met with him and related to him what we knew about Chris going into the whiskey store in Elizabethtown and trying to find some collectibles that they didn't have any of his departure therefrom.
Chris was the man of interest because there was a report, just so everyone knows, there was a report from the liquor store manager that someone came in and attempted to sell a large amount of Pappy 20 to the liquor store. What did your client maintain? What was the reason why he went into the liquor store?
He went into the liquor store because he is a collector, and he went into the liquor store looking for two separate collectibles. He asked them if they had the first one. They did not. He asked them if they had the second one, the Pappy Van Winkle. They did not. And so he told them that he was a collector and certainly had some of that, and that's what he was looking for to collect. He never offered to sell those people anything.
Was your client surprised when he learned that he was the person of interest? I mean, was this shocking to him?
Well, sure, absolutely shocked. He was in Hilton Head at a destination wedding for a brother-in-law Wednesday night when a friend of his called and says, "Hey, you're on TV as a person of interest."
And Chris doesn't even know anyone at Buffalo Trace, nor has he ever even visited the distillery.
He does not know anybody that works at Buffalo Trace. He has never visited any distilleries in Franklin. Now, we're still trying to figure out where in the hell Buffalo Trace is. When you go down 27, when you cross over the Louisville Road there, I think there's a distillery down there on your left. Now,
right.
If that's Buffalo Trace, at least I have turned around in its driveway and know where it is. If that's not where Buffalo Trace is, then I don't know. But certainly Chris has never been to Buffalo Trace and does not know anybody that works there.
So, if you don't mind me asking, how many years you've been practicing law?
46.
46 years. And you've been practicing in Bardstown, Kentucky most of that time? Or where have you been?
All of it.
You've seen a lot of different cases. If Chris did have something, if he was involved with the crime, and we understand his contention is he wasn't, it would be very surprising that he, as the principal of Bardstown High School, would walk in to the liquor store wearing a Bardstown High School sweatshirt and actually try to sell it. I mean, that would be a very, very big misstep if the criminal was really advertising.
Well, sir, he had lunch and saw the whiskey store across the street and drove over to it on his way to the next stop that he was to make, which was he was in E-Town for
right.
The regional girls soccer tournament that he had tried to make a sale. And then, of course, you interviewed the guy that owned the whiskey store. It does not make sense except when you consider who really is profiting from it. And maybe that was who knows what motives that the people running the whiskey store may have. and doing it. It's all, yes, I consider it all to be very strange.
From what the liquor store told us, you have asked them for a statement about the events that transpired, and they've declined to give you a statement. Is that correct?
Partially.
Can you expand on that?
The woman who was there when we went in to talk to them said that she didn't know anything about it at all. She never heard anything at all, and she's waiting on another customer. Now, then Ben is the one that said this is that he had been told by the owner, what's the guy's name called? He had been told by Eric Hall that he was not to talk to anybody about the case unless the police were present. Also, odd as it can be. And it could really have been an innocuous thing that they really thought that, hey, this guy was in here and he talked about having a lot of Pappy Van Winkle and we're just being good citizens and reporting it. That's always
just
possible.
Being good citizens, right. Usually when you would attempt to get a statement like this as an attorney, someone who would be giving a report, would they be more inclined to actually give you the statement? I mean, were you were surprised they didn't actually confirm the prior report to you?
People that don't have anything to hide would generally just ask you questions and say, well, sure, you know, I was here and so-and-so happened. I think that what happened, Chris, when Chris said that he had a bunch of that stuff in his collection, that gave them a cause that maybe we should report this, and they did.
And now here we are.
They get into a little bit of exaggerating or making their own interpretation of what was said.
Does Chris actually have some Pappy in his collection then?
Yes,
he has Pappy in his collection. Right.
Yes. But he does not have any in his collection that should have been bottled within the time period that these people are talking about. He has one bottle of the 20-year-old.
One bottle of 20.
What was supposedly stolen was the 20-year-old. And, of course, the all of that stuff shows this. His was bottled in 09. The strip stamps show all
right.
of that. And that's the reason why I can't understand why we haven't seen a listing of the strip stamps of what was claimed to have been stolen. I mean, I would think they would be advertising that. If you've got any Pappy Van Winkle that's got this strip stamp on it that was bottled on any of these occasions, or if you've got that batch number on yours, then please call us. We want to know where in the hell you got it. Strip stamp, because it's very thin. It's a thin strip.
Very thin, yeah. We had actually inquired with Buffalo Trace if they were going to release it, and they said they would. I think they said they would consider it.
If 200 bottles came out of a single run, then that strip stamp on those bottles is going to show the day of the year in which it was bottled and the batch that it was in.
And you are surprised that Buffalo Trace has not released those?
Well, I am surprised that, well, first of all, a lot of things are surprising about the reports and the investigation of all like that. None of it makes real sense, but
Has Chris offered the police the opportunity to come in his house and look at the collection that he owns?
Yes, sir. Offered to take them out there and show it to them this afternoon.
And are they going to be coming out, or?
No, they said that they were not interested in doing that if they had thought any of it was. But they have their own investigative techniques and they're
right.
It seems to be that they are on what that they are on top of things, and I'm sure it is a huge, I don't know.
We're certainly glad to have the opportunity to talk to you, Doug, on behalf of Chris Pickett, the person of interest from the surveillance video that was released just last week, only days after the investigation began, And here was Chris Pickett. He was in Elizabethtown for a girls...
Girls Soccer Regional is what my memory is.
He was in town for a girls regional soccer in Elizabethtown, even wearing a Bardstown High School sweatshirt, and just happened to be there and saw the whiskey store. Obviously, Chris Pickett's a very high-profile person there in Bardstown. His name has now been in the news. Is it his hope that you can just kind of put this to rest, get on with his job being principal? What's his hope right now? What are his feelings? Can you express those?
Well, obviously, he's disappointed by being named the person of interest. He's disappointed that it all has not been laid at rest, but he has done all that he could do. Certainly, if I would like to have closure, being a principal is a hard enough job without having to be involved in this situation.
That bourbon could be anywhere. I mean, it really could be anywhere. Where do you think it went? I mean, you've seen a lot of crimes happen. Where do you think the bourbon may have gone?
I would think this is that let's go back and say that it was stolen. And let's go back and say that it was stolen two bottles at a time. Then I would say that it went out, that it was sold two bottles at a time. It may well be in a collection someplace. It may well be somebody's got it, getting ready to send it through some of these auctions someplace where they talk about it having sold for great prices. I mean, you know, it is reportedly good stuff, and certainly the people that made it have been in the business a long time and know how to do it right.
Well, but without those strip stands, if a lot of people, if there's several people that may, let's just say the theory is there would be, you know, 30 or 40 people that may have several bottles in their collection. Without those strip stamps, they'll never know if they have one of the stolen bottles of Pappy or not, will they?
No, but if you're going to solve it, first of all, I don't think that anybody, if they were taking it out two bottles at a time, they didn't have Pappy Van Winkle cases to put it in. So I don't believe that there was any number of cases. Now, somebody talked about them taking out that rye in cases. Maybe. I never heard of that. Never heard of that stuff anyway. But, I mean, I don't think anybody was waiting until they had a case to sell or anything like that. I think if it was being stole a bottle at a time, hell, it was probably being sold a bottle at a time. I wouldn't see why if anybody was stealing something, they would want to be accumulating a bunch of it any place for fear of discovery. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. But no, I wouldn't have any idea. Hell, it may be in California, it may be in Mexico, it could be in New York, but it's just all strange.
Doug, thanks so much for talking to bourbonblog.com.
You're welcome. Have a great day.